I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President-elect Barack Obama hasn't yet announced who is going to be his Secretary of State, but he's tapped a former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, to meet foreign leaders on his behalf at this weekend's financial summit in Washington. Mr. Obama is also asking a former Republican Congressman, Jim Leach, to attend the meeting. In a moment, we're going to hear more about the factors that may weigh on the president-elect as he selects his foreign policy team. But first, we turn to one of the top foreign policy challenges facing the U.S. That is Pakistan. An American aid worker was murdered there today. His name was Steve Vance. He led a U.S.-funded development project in the northwestern city of Peshawar. The world's Aaron Schachter is in the capital, Islamabad. He says Vance was ambushed by gunmen just as he left home.
He was driving to work with a driver. Armed men stopped him on the road, got out of their car, and basically just sprayed his car with bullets. And from what we understand, he died there at the scene.
Now, Peshawar is known to be an extremely dangerous area, especially now. Tell us why and tell us what this man was doing there.
Well, first of all, it hasn't always been as dangerous as it's become in the last few months. It's right at the edge of the tribal areas. It's a very, very rough part of this country. There are lots of groups fighting it out in this region, not just the Taliban. There are Al-Qaeda foreign fighters, and there are just plain old bandits that work in the region with drugs, with weapons. And this attack is going to be very bad for the people of this area. Analysts tell me that this could be the beginning of the end of foreign aid in the region as it becomes more and more dangerous.
These days, the United States relies a great deal on Pakistan to do what the U.S. is trying to do in Afghanistan, which is right next door. There are very few roads the U.S. can take to get equipment into Afghanistan. And again, this area is pivotal, and the cooperation of the Pakistani government is pivotal, which brings us to another story, something else that happened right along that frontier today. Several U.S. military vehicles were stolen, apparently by the Taliban. What were the vehicles and what happened?
Well, Peshawar is the biggest city near the border with Afghanistan, so it's a launching pad for lots of supplies. They were sending about a dozen trucks full of supplies, along with two American Humvees, and a group of bandits took them. And, I mean, we're talking huge, huge amounts of supplies going over the border to Afghanistan. 75% of what the Americans use there comes this way. In fact, America Today asked Russia if it could start using the northern border of Afghanistan to get supplies in. The bandits took the trucks, took the Humvees, paraded around in their villages with the Humvees. There was a sign on the Humvees that said Baitullah's Brigade, poking in the eye of both the American and Pakistani military. Eventually, the trucks were given back without the supplies. We hear reports that many of the supplies were sold in the villages along the border. Some of them were given away in sort of a Robin Hood-esque maneuver, almost likely to gain support for the robbers in the area.
All right. The world's Aaron Schachter speaking to us from the capital of Pakistan, Islamabad. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Lisa.